Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So the question has been asked, when do you upgrade to a dedicated turkey shotgun? And should you? I'm going to talk about that and more on this episode. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. And today we are talking about dedicated turkey shotguns. Now, it seems like not long ago, even though it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I did a similar themed episode on this subject, and my position at that point in time was essentially that new turkey hunters should not have a dedicated turkey shotgun. Or rather, it's not that you shouldn't have one, you just shouldn't buy one, you shouldn't pursue one. Better to have one shotgun for everything, and learn that shotgun and get good with that shotgun and be comfortable and effective and able to hit anything that you're shooting at in the air or on the ground. That was the better way to do it for new hunters. And today, a few years later, I still 100% stand by that advice. I think that is absolutely sound. However, there is a time where it can be beneficial to upgrade to a dedicated turkey gun. And it doesn't happen your first or second season, I don't think. But you reach a point after you've been turkey hunting for a while where you learn exactly what kind of features that you want in a shotgun. What is most important for you specifically for turkey hunting. And hopefully, over the course of a few years, you have accrued the gear that you need. You've gotten the more important things already bought and purchased and in your hand. And you're able to free up some extra funds that you can save towards a new turkey gun. Now, when I first started turkey hunting, the first shotgun I ever bought was a Mossberg 930 waterfowl. And it had a 28-inch barrel. It was all black, and to me, that was like the greatest possible all-around hunting shotgun that I could buy in the price range that I was at. And to be fair, my price range was very small in those days. In fact, I did not have the money to buy the Mossberg 930. I just didn't. But galleryofguns.com had 100 of them in stock, and Mossberg discontinued that particular model. That was the last waterfowl model that they made that was not all camo. And so it was, I mean, there was nothing about it made it a waterfowl shotgun. That was just the name they put on it because it had a 28-inch barrel. It was all marketing. But they launched a more focused and specific waterfowl shotgun that had features specific to waterfowl. Primarily, it was all camo. And so when they did that, they discontinued the black one. And then Gallery of Guns had 100 of these discontinued shotguns on sale. So they basically put them up for sale, something like half off. Might even have been a little bit more. So I was able to buy this shotgun years ago for pennies on the dollar and got an unbelievable deal for it. You don't see too many deals like that And I was just in the right place at the right time, was able to get more gun than I had budget for. And I was super happy. I was ecstatic. That's exactly what I wanted. And I had a premier turkey hunting, all things hunting shotgun. But I bought that gun at that point in time. The only things I hunted with a shotgun were turkeys and crows. That was it. And so for me, that would be perfect for that and then anything else I would ever hunt down the road. So I bought it primarily focused on turkey hunting. It was not a turkey hunting shotgun, but for me, that was exactly what I wanted based on what I knew at the time and the money that I had in those days. And I was thrilled with it. I hunted turkeys with that shotgun for years and loved it and still have it and still like it. It's a great shotgun. But I reached a point after a number of seasons where I started to see the value in a dedicated turkey gun. And guys, I don't think there's any reason for anybody to buy one until they reach that point. When you're in the woods and you're like, man, if my gun had this feature and I could do this, that would be a big benefit to me. That would really help me. And so, you know, I got that tingle, and maybe a season or two later, that finally grew and developed, and I was like, all right, I need to get a dedicated turkey gun. But the big question is why? What would a dedicated turkey gun give that the shotgun I had been using wasn't able to do? Well, I need to be completely and totally practically honest with you guys. You know, the dedicated turkey gun cannot kill more birds than an all-purpose shotgun. It's just not going to do it. You know, and whatever shotgun you have, I mean, turkey hunting is, it's a marvelous thing in that you don't need a whole lot of features or special juice. You only really get one shot most of the time. So even a single shot break action shotgun is absolutely perfect for turkey hunting. You don't gain a whole lot more with a semi-auto. I have never, oh no, I take it back. One time I have had to pull the trigger twice in taking a turkey. One time, I've told that story recently as well. So I guess once I did need the second shot, but I would have had enough time to throw another one in. Or a pump action would have been just fine. But almost never do you need more than one shot for turkey hunting. And if you do, it's usually because you made a poor decision or something like that happened. So while there's some benefit, I mean, the drastic majority of the time, 9 times out of 10, a single shot shotgun is just as good as a semi-automatic shotgun. All right, there's not a whole lot of benefit that you gain having a couple extra shells most of the time. But nonetheless, you know, a turkey gun is used for turkey hunting. And so what does a dedicated turkey gun give you that a regular one doesn't? Well, it's not going to help you get in the woods more. It's probably not going to help you take more turkeys. It's just going to give you some additional creature comforts. All right, so what I did was I upgraded to the Mossberg 940 Pro Turkey. And so I had a 930, and then Mossberg released the 940, which was their upgraded version of that shotgun. Better gas system, better feed system, better sights, better lots of things. It's supposed to be able to go 1,500 shells without having to clean the gas system, which, of course, you will never fire through a turkey gun. But nonetheless, that's one of their features. And it's just got a bunch of nice little things. It comes in camo. And more importantly for me, had a shorter barrel. And so I had reached a point where I was sometimes hunting out of a blind. And with a 28-inch barrel with a turkey choke, I could sit almost nowhere in that blind where I would not be touching the mesh of the blind when I went to draw my shotgun to shoot it. And I just didn't like that. I really just wanted a few inches less barrel, and that makes all the difference in that kind of a scenario. Now, is that shorter barrel going to help me take more turkeys? Probably not. It's just going to make it a little easier to maneuver in the blind. It's going to make it a little easier to maneuver in the woods when you're in thick cover and thick brush and thick timber. And it can be tough with a long barrel to move left and right. You get tangled up easier. You know, that couple extra inches could maybe at some point make the difference between being able to get a shot on a turkey and not. But I mean, you're talking about a really specialized scenario. In general, it just makes things a little bit easier. And so I upgraded to the 940 Pro Turkey. Great decision, great gun, really nice. Gave me those little creature comforts that I wanted, slightly better than the old one, but still the same overall operating system, same controls, same internal function, even though some of the parts are slightly improved. There are the same number of parts in the same places, more or less, and you can maintenance it basically the same way, and it was a nice upgrade for me. Now, was that really worth it? I mean, with the cost of the shotgun, is that really worth doing? Okay, so it's covered in camo. Is that going to make the difference hunting turkeys? No, probably not. All black versus camo with turkeys, I really don't think is going to make... I don't think it's going to make enough difference to make a difference. I really don't. It's nice. It's kind of cool. It gives you maybe a little bit more confidence hiding, which that's probably worth just as much as whether or not it helps you stay concealed. If you feel more confident, you will hunt better. So there's some, you know, benefit there. More reliable, kind of, sort of. You know, the 9 never once had a problem with reliability with the 930. So to make it even more reliable, you know, you go from perfect function to how does it get any better? You know, they took the 940 platform, though, and they also made a sporting clays version and a self-defense version, and they made a waterfowl version, which previous to this, I actually also bought the 940 Pro waterfowl. Got one of those. And that was one of the things that made me decide to double down and also get a 940 Pro turkey. Now, you're sitting there thinking, now, George, you've got two of the same shotgun, but one's for waterfowl and one's for turkey. What is the difference? Why would you do that? How is that important? Well, the one that's for waterfowl has a longer barrel. It has a different camo pattern. It is actually, the barrel is Cerakoted instead of camo. So it's designed to be a little more water resistant, but also a little bit more rugged. They both have different internals from the original models in order to make them more weatherproof, waterproof, self-draining stock, those sorts of things. Things that are really important for duck hunting, a little bit important for turkey hunting. You're not often going to hunt turkeys in the rain, whereas duck hunting, you intentionally hunt ducks in the rain. So why would I get two of the same shotgun with the only real functional difference being 6 inches of, or 4 or 6 inches less barrel for the turkey model? Well, this comes down to one really big point. And this, I think, is the number one reason why you might want to consider upgrading to a dedicated turkey shotgun.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, this one point is optics. Having an optic on your shotgun. And so, you know, I've talked in the past. In fact, I think I even did an entire episode essentially discouraging people from hunting turkeys with an optic as a new hunter. And for the most part, I still think, as a new hunter, you need to learn how to shoot a shotgun. You need to get comfortable shotgunning. You need to build experience. Having one gun for everything and one way to sight for everything is probably the best thing a new hunter can do. Otherwise, you pick up a turkey gun, you use the gun for turkey hunting, and you use it for other things, and you've got different sights and different things going on. It's going to be harder for you to naturally point and shoot and use that gun effectively if it's always different when you pick it up. And so the value that a dedicated turkey gun gives you is that you have a standalone platform that you can build just for turkey hunting. All right, you can put a red dot on there, you can put a low-powered scope on there, and then you can sight it in, and with some of the ammo that we're using these days, that sight-in process is expensive, and you do not want to have to repeat it often. You can sight that thing in, and then it is always ready to go for turkeys and nothing but turkeys. And now I'm building to something here. There's an even bigger point to this, but just hold on 1 minute. And so, you know, you have a shotgun then with one optic. It's always ready, always sighted in. You don't have to re-sight it in every year. And then that's your turkey gun. And you're never going to pick that gun up and use it to shoot something else. You just learn that gun for turkey, just like you might learn your rifle for deer season. That becomes the turkey gun. Now, new hunters don't have the money to have multiple shotguns most of the time. And so out the gate, you need too many other things that are going to make more difference that are better use of investment. Getting camo gear, getting a couple of calls, getting a turkey vest or some kind of thing to sit on, or a blind, or maybe you want some decoys for where you're going to hunt. You know, you just need everything. You know, you need some good footwear. You need some base layers. You need to dress for your area and where you're hunting. So you just need too many things to worry about and spending, you know, another $500 to $1,000 or more on a turkey hunting shotgun. That is just too much stuff. You should focus on learning how to hunt, on learning how to shoot, on learning a shotgun, becoming proficient with that shotgun under all conditions. And then as experience informs you to what kind of a dedicated gun you should get, and as budget gets freed up and becomes available, because you don't need to keep buying all the basic stuff that you need to get out into the woods, then upgrading to a dedicated gun becomes more viable. It becomes something that could be worth the money. Now, there's one really big thing here that I think is the single most important reason that you would want to upgrade to a dedicated gun. You know, people say, well, George, you know, does a red dot or a scope really matter for turkey hunting? Can you really shoot more turkeys with a red dot than you can with, you know, regular sights or a front bead or whatever comes on your shotgun? And the answer to that question depends. All right, it depends. If you're a good shooter and you're good with your shotgun and you are always able to obtain proper shooting form, no difference. No difference. You will not shoot more turkeys with a red dot or with a scope. You just will not. It's not going to happen. If you do everything right and you become an expert with your shotgun, you will have no advantage with a red dot or with a scope. All right? It's a fallacy. It's bad thinking. It's marketing-induced deception to think that that's going to happen. A good shotgunner does not need that. However, there's one really big variable that when I did those episodes a couple years ago and I had my philosophy a couple years ago, I did not know enough about to account for. So this is me growing over the course of years and years, and the podcast here growing with it as well. And that is this: shooting form has so much impact on your ability to hit something with a shotgun using traditional sights. Shooting form is absolutely the single biggest factor determining if you can hit a target. If you have the proper fit and the proper form, you will be able to hit what you're aiming at consistently. So if the turkey shotgun fits you well, if you have the right length of pull, if you have the right drop, if you have the right cast, then you're going to be able to use it as an effective tool. But you then have to mount the shotgun the same way every time, same angle, same place on your shoulder, same place on your cheek, in order to be able to make use of that proper fit, because the sights on a turkey gun have to do with your eye and your shoulder and how you're holding the gun and the alignment of your eye down the barrel across the front bead. Your eye actually becomes the rear sight. And so if your shooting position is off, that's the same thing as moving your rear sight, which is going to move your point of impact. Now, if you're shooting at a dove in the air with a 30-40 inch pattern, that, you know, a couple inches may not make the difference. But if you're shooting at a turkey with a turkey choke and a 10-inch pattern, a couple inches could be the difference between missing that turkey entirely or a marginal hit that just wounds or cripples the bird and it's able to get away. And so the problem is that when we're hunting turkeys, we're usually sitting on the ground. We're in some sort of contorted position. We don't have proper shooting form. We're not able to fully turn and align our bodies and our shoulders and our waist and our eye and our cheek and everything, because we can't control exactly where the turkey's going to come from. We can't control sometimes even where we're sitting. Once that bird gets close enough, we can no longer move. And the only movement we're able to make is that final swing of the shotgun to put it on that turkey and pull the trigger. And so if your shooting position is off, you know, even by the smallest amount, you can put that front bead right on that turkey, pull the trigger, you miss it, and you can't figure out why. And then it's the choke tube's fault. It's the shotgun's fault. It's the ammo's fault. It's anybody's fault but your fault. And you don't realize that it's 100% your fault. You have a great, consistent, tight pattern that is always 10 inches to the left of that turkey when you're shooting from that angle with that shooting form. And it's because we don't realize that when we're sitting on the ground, first of all, there's no such thing as proper shooting form from the ground. Proper shooting form is always standing. So we are compromising our shooting form when we sit. Second of all, when we sit and we're compromising our shooting form, we almost never practice or pattern the shotgun from a sitting position. So you could achieve proper form, but you'd never know if you had it or not, because nobody ever practices like that for the most part. All right. And then even if you did practice and you worked at it and you were able to get the right form on the ground, sitting against the tree in the woods, patterning and testing your shotgun, as soon as that turkey comes from an unexpected angle or you go to shift and you're sitting on a wobbly, you know, root ball that's lopsided or something, you're just not going to have proper form and balance. And even though the bead is on the turkey, the rear sight, which is your eyeball, is out of position and you don't know it and you miss that bird. And so a red dot or a scope, when I say scope, I mean like a low power, like a 1-3 power scope. You know, something that's big, lets in a lot of light, gives you a lot of field of view. You don't really need much magnification for turkey hunting, if any at all. Those kind of optics give you a fixed position dot. Okay, you sight it in from a bench rest even, and you get that pattern and that dot to be perfectly aligned. And then if your eye is off a little to the right or to the left, as long as you can still see the dot, as long as you can still see the crosshair and put that dot or put that crosshair on that turkey, you are going to be able to hit that bird most of the time. You could push the pattern off a little bit, all right? But it's not going to be anywhere near as drastic as when your head moves and you're using a front bead and your eye is the sight. All right, so you might get a little bit of shift, but most of the time, if you've got a good red dot or you got a good scope, that crosshair, that dot, if it's on the turkey's head or it's where you want it to be on the turkey's neck or however you're setting it up, you're going to hit it. Now, there are some terrible red dots out there, And there are some terrible scopes out there. And there's some stuff that just won't be able to work with the recoil of a shotgun. So you've got to get an optic that is quality, that's going to keep it zero, that is not going to fall apart or come undone or fall off the shotgun because of the recoil. It's got to be able to stand up to that. What I went with on my turkey shotgun was a HoloSun 507K. And what Mossberg did something really cool with the 940 turkey, which is one of the reasons why I wanted it, is that they have a plate on the top of the receiver. And you could mount a rail and you could put a traditional optic on it, but they have this plate and it's like a cutout. And you take two screws out and the plate comes out. And inside the plate is the mounting pattern for one of these micro red dots. All right, so the 507K, which is this tiny little red dot, it's actually designed for competition pistol shooting or self-defense pistol shooting. You know, it's designed for the wear and tear of being in a holster all day, every day, you know, carrying it around, draw, put back, you know, could from all sorts of different calibers of handguns all the way up to really heavy duty stuff. It just drops into the receiver. So that it's not quite flush with the receiver, but it sits recessed in the receiver, which means it keeps the perfect eye level, perfect eye relief in the receiver there, and you know, doesn't stick up, it doesn't get caught on stuff. It's tiny, and then it recesses in. And so you take that plate off, and with two screws, that HoloSun 507K just fits right in and goes right onto that shotgun, and it is locked down. It is not moving. It's in a recessed cutout. Everything is perfectly arranged and designed to fit. Now, it's not the only optic you can use. There's other ones out there, but man, does it work so nice. And you turn that thing on, and it's got, you know, auto off feature. So, you know, if you just pick up the shotgun and move it, it kicks on. And so you don't have to worry about leaving it on and then the battery dies after 10 minutes of being, you know, not moving. It turns off and it's got like 50,000 hours of battery power or something like that with one battery. But as soon as you move the shotgun, as soon as you pick it up to aim at a turkey, as soon as you shift your position, it kicks on and you've got that red dot. And if you can put that red dot on that turkey, chances are really good you are going to take that turkey home if this thing has been sighted in right. And so that advantage was something that drew me, that gave me the extra push. I don't know that I would have done it otherwise. I could have just gotten a shorter barrel for the shotgun I was using. I could have just gotten a shorter barrel for my waterfowl shotgun, which is the same base platform. However, what I really wanted, what really appealed to me, was a dedicated turkey shotgun with a sight, with an optic, in this case, that HoloSun 507K, sighted in perfectly with the ammo that I was planning to use that season and every season. And then, you know, if you're using something like Winchester Longbeard, okay, you get a box of 10. Maybe you use half of the box, sighting it in the first time, get it right where you want it, testing and whatnot, and then you got the other half of the box, and that'll last you a season or two or three. And, you know, that's going to be $25. If you're using TSS shot, you know, I can tell you already, you know, TSS, this is one of the big things, is sighting in a shotgun with TSS, man, that hurts. It hurts. It is not cheap. And so what I recommend you do is, if you're going to do this, you know, get your dedicated optic, put it on there, get some blue Loctite or whichever one is the not permanent Loctite, because you just don't want this thing moving. Put it on your shotgun, get it up there, and then go to the range and start testing and sighting it in with target loads first. You know, put up a target at 20 yards. And put in some you know, sporting clays shot, the cheapest ammo you can buy, 7.5 shot, and then sight it in until you're hitting with that. And you've got that where you want it to be. Now, you're not going to be able to do a whole lot further range than that. Even with a turkey choke, it just spreads out too much. So then, move your target back to 30 yards. get some Winchester Longbeard XR and then do some sighting in with a couple shots of that at 30 yards. Then move your target back to 40 yards. And then maybe do another shot or two of the Longbeard XR because it gives you a great tight pattern. And once you get that dialed in perfectly for that ammo, you know it's on, you know it's spot on. Then get your TSS, get your expensive stuff. You know, I recommend Boss Tom TSS. I think it is one of, if not the cheapest TSS shells on the market with ever-raising prices. The cost per shell there, from everything I've seen, is the most reasonably priced, and they are very potent. Apex makes a great TSS shell also, and there's several others out there. You know, really high-quality stuff. But you're looking at $10 to $15 a trigger pull, depending on, you know, which ones you get. And so you don't want to have to take too many trigger pulls. You know, they sell this stuff in boxes of five because bigger boxes is just too much to bite off at one time. So get it set up. Take your shot. You might be dead on. You might have a couple inches different point of impact because different ammos will have different point of impact. Adjust it. Take another shot. Make sure you're locked on exactly where you want to be. And then that ought to be all you need to do. Now, people are going to tell you, well, then you should also shoot that exact same TSS load at 20 yards and 30 yards and 40 yards and 50 yards and 60 yards. And I wonder if those are the same people selling this TSS ammo at $10 to $15 a trigger pull. But you do whatever you need to do to feel comfortable and confident, sight it in, and then you're done. You're not going to take that optic off for duck season or for pheasant season or crow season or small game and then put it back on next spring and then have to go and sight it in again and spend all this money. You do it once and you're done, hopefully, unless you really knock that sight and bash it into a tree or something, at which point, you know, you should probably go and test it and make sure that it's still on. But you do it one time and then you've got it. And then you put that shotgun in the safe after turkey season. And it is ready to go, set up, spot on. It's not getting extra wear and tear while you're hunting other things. And it is good to go for next year. And so I think that you reach a point where, okay, you've got the other things that are going to make more difference. You're ready for a dedicated turkey shotgun. You see the value. You see how different things from different models and different companies could be beneficial to you. And probably more important than anything else is this aiming situation. Now, some people, they do really well, even still, hunting from the ground, open sights, front bead, and they're able to hit turkeys 9 out of 10 times. Or you maybe better than that. And so if that's you, and you already have 100% kill rate after several seasons, well, I don't know that an optic is going to, it's not going to, I mean, how much can it add? How much more can your percentage improve? So I'm not saying you should just do it for the sake of doing it. But more often than not, people are missing too many turkeys or having too many marginal hits on turkeys. Can't figure out why. Shooting position is the issue. And a red dot or a low power scope can be the solution. And the really one of the only ways you can do that effectively, and at least without spending tons of money every year on re-sighting it in, could be with a dedicated turkey shotgun with an optic. Now, it costs money, it all costs money. And so if you're doing just fine without one, then, you know, why would you be looking for trying to get one, right? I mean, there's no reason to get it just to get it. If you're doing good, if you're doing fine, if you're satisfied with your setup, then your setup is exactly what you should be using. There's no reason to upgrade if you don't feel like you should upgrade. In fact, it may not be an upgrade. It may just be different. Because if you're doing great with what you have, if you've got no complaints and no regrets, then stick with it. There's no reason to spend more money. Every company out there, they make it their job to try to get you to spend more money. And if it's working for you, then stick to it. Save your cash. But one thing you really ought to think about doing is heading to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out all the other episodes on turkey hunting and lots of other kinds of hunting. Check out the articles and the reviews. I did a review on the Mossberg 940 Pro Turkey. You can read all about it there. and video review on it too. I've also included in that written review lots of stuff there. And please head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review with comments. The number one way to help grow the channel and reach more people. I would super appreciate it. But that, guys, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.